biggest little radio, loud, loud and proud.
We are definitely loud and proud right here on Biggest Little Radio, and we are loving the music as well as presenting good stuff for you here in Fernley. Thank you so much for listening. I am Jay Fierce Rodriguez and broadcasting live from downtown Fernley, Nevada, where it's partly cloudy, 93 degrees outside, and I'm pretty sure Robert from the Fernley Reporter here joining me now felt it on his way in, walking up those stairs, right?
And I felt it walking in. Your air conditioner is working great today.
Yes. So you can tell the difference, right?
Oh, yeah.
Between outside and inside here. All right. So, yeah, we're definitely, you know, making sure that it's nice and cool in here as much as possible, whenever possible as well. But you're here to talk about almost everything you can possibly talk about here in Fernley. What's going on? Robert, tell us.
Well, this week, the study that the city has commissioned to study the water and sewer rates for residential and commercial properties in the city is due this week. And so they're scheduling public meetings. The first one is going to be at 5:30 p.m. on September 14th. And that is where they will present what the results of the study show. And then they'll get into the nuts and bolts of figuring out what the water and sewer rates are. What they think they should be, and then what they will be.
Okay.
So,
is there any discussion in regards to the hard water here in Fernley?
Well, this is a rate study.
It's a rate, so it has nothing to do with
that. Part of what they're taking into account is the water treatment plant that they have over here, and some of the retrofits that and maintenance that it needs. And so that may be some of what they discuss. I'm not sure what the water treatment plant needs, but that will all be part of what the reason for the study was, so that they could upgrade or maintain their system the way they need to.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed as residents that the rates don't go up.
Well, nobody does a study and says your rates are already too high.
So. We'll keep our fingers crossed either way. We don't want our rates to go up.
Don't want them to go up, but they probably will. So. But
that's not what I wanted to hear.
But no. See, that's part of what the meeting is, and the people can understand at least, you know, and put their 2 cents in beforehand instead of coming back and say, well, no, you know, I got this letter in the mail and nobody told me about it. So
okay, so yeah. First meeting you said September 14th. Okay, and it's at 5:30
at City Hall.
All right, cool.
And then so, there will probably be more after that. So
all right, so there you have it. There's some information in regards to our water and our rates here in Fernley. So hopefully those of you who are highly interested in knowing more about this will attend that meeting on September 14th. Public meeting, right?
Public meeting.
Awesome. All right.
And they're hoping to have a full house at City Hall. They usually don't for a lot of these things, but maybe this time they will.
Well, hopefully our voice will help intrigue people
to put
that on the calendar.
The more voices, the better. That's always the way it is.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So what else we got?
Well, obviously, too, with school starting last night, last week.
You're a week behind.
I'm a week behind. Yeah, school started last week, and this week all the sports teams are getting going. So
They're practicing. Big game on Friday.
Friday night.
Yeah, Fernley probably High School.
What a way to start out. First game of the year, you're playing the defending state champions.
Yeah, the Fallon is going to be here, on Friday night. So if you got tickets to the game, great. If you don't, get your tickets and hope to see you out there. I'm looking forward to possibly going. I'm trying to I'm looking to take the family down there and go and root for our Vaqueros and see if you know how it goes.
Volleyball team is
plus our very own Big Pete. Also is our announcer over there too. He's our weekend person here on the station. He's the announcer there for the football game. So yeah, it would be nice to get up there and say hello.
Well, I'll have to make his acquaintance for sure. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Volleyball team is also getting started this week, and they're playing in a tournament down in Yarrington, which that's another. Yarrington won the state championship last year in their division, 3 in a row, I think it is. So good competition to start off the year for the volleyball team. And they have a second-year coach, Kiara Stone. She came here from Yarrington. She played on state championship teams down there, and she's got a great pedigree, played in college.
She came from Yarrington. And uh-huh. She's been here 2 years in Fernley.
Yeah.
And Yarrington won the championship last year.
But they're in a lower division, so.
I don't know about this one here.
Did Fernley
that eyebrow will raise now.
Fernley hasn't made the playoffs in volleyball in a few years.
So it was actually a good idea for them, I mean,
she comes from a winning program. She played a college volleyball. So they definitely improved as the year went on last year, so it looked like they were on the right track. So
okay, all right. I saw a tweet about that too. And there's definitely Fernley Vaqueros asking for support for this Friday's game here in Fernley High School, and of course the volleyball in Yerington. So now, is that also on the same day on Friday as well?
That tournament is 2 days. It's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So go to the football game out here, and then go down to Yerington on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw some pictures from some of our winners for the Lyon County Fair in Yerington this past weekend, and they got to go and check out some cool stuff. And it was really awesome to see that they, you know, were really happy that they won the tickets, and they shared it with us back on Big Soda Radio to tell us that that it was great and they loved going. So heard the Lyon County Fair was a pretty good success. Now, did your team get a chance to go up there and check that out? Or?
Well, I was over there Thursday. So, okay. Yeah. Thursday was kids' night. So we got a photo gallery of kids doing all kinds of different events and having a lot of fun. There's definitely a lot of smiles in that photo gallery.
Nice.
And the weekend full of events with the demolition derby and the truck and tractor pull was, from what I heard, was a popular event, and then also the rodeo that they did Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was great to see all the, like I said, it was great to see the feedback and stuff like that from some of our winners. Is Saturday we were at Pioneer Crossing for their classic charity car show and shine. That was really awesome to be a part of, and then took a trip to Reno for the Save the Pyramid at Swope Middle School. So it's a $1.5 million project, and so far they've only raised up to about $300,000. Last I checked, it was about $305,000, so they're still a little over $1 million.
A little way to go.
Away. Yeah.
we also have a photo gallery from the car show from Pioneer Crossing.
Yeah, on Joseph
Saturday.
Mano so was Joseph out there. Was that out was there. Really cool.
Yeah, dragged himself out there despite fighting a cold and did a great job.
Yeah, no, he took some good pictures. I saw those pictures. I was like, that's really awesome. And so it was really great to see you guys out there, you know, and have that be a part of the Fernley Reporter website. So that's cool. Awesome. So what else we got going on?
So last night, basically the meeting that I was talking about with meeting with Daphne, she's also going to come and talk to the chamber ambassadors next week. So anybody who's a member of the Chamber of Commerce might want to come out and hear a presentation that she's going to make on that. And then
Did she touch base as to what her presentation might be about?
She's going to basically explain kind of the same things, just as far as what the study is about.
The water?
The water and the sewer, just as far as basically what they studied. It's according to what she told me, it was a comprehensive study, not just the water rates, but all the infrastructure they need, pipes and the water plant, just the whole thing.
Okay.
So she'll also be out there Tuesday for those people who are members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, or if you're not a member of the Chamber of Commerce,
you can come up to three times.
Yeah, or you can sign up. Look up Fernley Chamber of Commerce. And if you Google it, it'll take you directly to their website, and you can get information on how you can join the Chamber of Commerce. It'd be, you know, a great thing to get involved with. And that is going to take place what day and what time? And
that's
where?
Tuesday at 7:30 for breakfast at the golf course.
Okay, great, great, great. And I know the quarterly luncheon is also coming up too, right?
Yeah.
With the Fernley Chamber?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the date on that is.
Okay.
But that's also at City Hall, I believe.
Right, right, right. Awesome. So Daphne, city manager, will be at Fernley Chamber breakfast, and that's next Tuesday at the golf course here in Fernley, and that starts at 7:30 sharp. So hope to see you all out there.
Yep. Great. And a couple other Friday events. There's an ice cream social at Fernley Estates. There's also ice cream social.
Yeah, you know what? This we got these posted up on our website, BigSodaRadio.com. Click on the events tab. There's a couple of things going on. We've got Fernley Estates
yep. and Community Home and Finance.
Community Home Finance has their event going on too. So
that one's right before the football game from 5 to 7 p.m.
So you've got Fernley Estates first to start off with. Then you've got Community Home Finance to go to. And then you can go to Fernley High School to watch a football game while you're like, oh, I'm so full. But it's a great way to definitely have a lot to do this Friday.
And you'll get a chance to see the band perform at halftime.
And the color guard, too. That's really cool. Our very own youngest on-air personality, Alyssa, is part of that color guard. And she gets out there, and she's, you know, so we'll probably see her out on the football field. Another thing is Friday's no school. How awesome is that? So you'll have all day to literally go out and do all of this stuff. So.
Yeah,
take advantage.
Something wrong with that. The second week of school, there's already a day of no school.
Our exchange student's loving it. She started last Wednesday. So 3 days last week, 4 days this week, 5 days next week, and then another 4 days a week after because we got Labor Day. So what a way to end the summer by not having full week-long school days for her.
Yeah. Then they'll go a while without a break.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see the outcome of the Vaqueros on Friday's game and, of course, the stuff that's happening with the girls' volleyball. And we wish them all the best of luck. And, Robert, we'll see you here next Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
We'll be here.
All right. Fernley Reporter. Check it out. TheFernleyReporter.com. If you have anything that you would like Robert to cover or his team with Joseph Mano, you can email him, Robert@TheFernleyReporter.com, right?
That's it.
Easy enough. All right, Jay Fierce Rodriguez with Robert, the Fernley Reporter, right here on Biggest Little Radio. Stick around. Of course, we've got more music on the way for you right here on Biggest Little Radio.